We are on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. We hear in the Mishnah, Hasheichet L'Shem Chatos, L'Shem Oshem Badai, L'Shem Bukhir, L'Shem Meiser, L'Shem Tmurim, Shchitos Ekshera. Because all these things are not Nidav and Nidav. So a person who sees this will never make a toys and think that this, it was Kodesh, and it shchitas kodshim b'chutz and it's muta b'achila, because he realizes that these things, you cannot be magdish. Zeh haklal, kol dover shenidov v'nidov ha-shoichet l'shmai osa, because then there's a chash that people will be toyla, maybe he was magdish it for a kolbim. Let us again start from the Gemara, Hashoichet L'Shem Chatos. Omar Rabbi Yochanan L'Shonu Al-Sha'inai Mechuyiv Chatos. That, what the Mishnah says, that Hashoichet L'Shem Chatos is you're allowed to eat from the Bosor, that Tafke, he's not Mechuyiv Chatos. But if he's mechuyev achatos, eimo l'shum chatos. So who also said then could be when he's saying he's shechting it l'shem chatos, he also was magdish this behema for achatos. So the Gemara asks, v'oloi koma l'shem chatosi. He did not say l'shem chatosi. I mean, so he's saying l'shem chatos means an abstract chatos. The mashmois is not that this should be for the chet, that he's mechuyev to be the chatos. That's what we said, if he's mechuyev a chatos. So then it's shchitos epsula means if b'shas, the shchiti said l'shem chatosi, so then there's a mokim to be choshish, that he was magdish this for his chatos. Let us see Rashi. Avo mechuyev chatos, man de chozi, if a person sees that he's shechting it, so vo l'shem chatos, hu mafrisha achshav, he's mafrish it also now, l'shem chatos. So the Gemara asks, vo l'ikoma l'shem chatosi, de mashmish ani chayit. He didn't say Shem Chatosi the Mashu Shani Chayt, El Shem Chatos. There should be four Achatos, the Mashma Lo Shineda. Who made the idea, and people know that in the Dvar of Klum, the Bishloim Medova Hanidr Venidiv, something that's Bobinadr Nedovi Klamema, Ashna Mekabal Olei Bishas Afroshe. That he's making this, that he's making this now for that kolbim. V'leivoy le'meima l'shem eilasi. He's making it for l'shem eilas also, but he's making it for noila. Avol hoche kol kalma d'loy oma l'shem chatosi. Le'mashma l'shem oiso sha'ani mechuyit. So Mo says, ba'ima l'shem chatosi. So they made the yodi, then people who understand the mishaka. Let us see Taisvis. V'holoi omal l'shem chatosi. So the Taz makes a grais in Taisvis, and it reads as follows. Im loi omal l'shem chatosi. Afilu imoma harei zu chatos. He said beferish, this should be a chatos. Le'oma klum kinamini per kama de nedorim. That means harei zu chatos, that he's beferish is magdish this for a chatos, will not become a chatos, even though he's mechuyev a chatos, unless he says harei zu chatosi. Look the Gemara weiter. L'shem t'mura. That if the L'shem T'mur is also kosher because a person can't make a tmura. Dan bo benedr ne dova. Omar Rabbi Loza, lo yishonu elo she'en lo yizevach b'seich pesa. He doesn't have in his house a zevach. So memele, so he can't make a tmura. Bala Kobin can make a tamura on his Kobin. So, but if he doesn't, so he can't make a tamura. Avo yesh lo yzevach b'seich beisoy. Eima amuri omar bo. So maybe when he said that he shechting l'shem tamura, maybe he was meima already and made this a tamura on the Kobin he has in his house. Rechtige Mare Voloi Koma Lashem Tmuras Zivchi. He did not say Lashem Tmuras Zivchi. He said Lashem Tmura, which again is an abstract statement, which we will not assume that he means that it should be a Tmura for the Kovni Yez Bebesoi. Amar Abba Bo, Boima Lashem Tmuras Zivchi. And that is, if he said L'shem Tmura Zivchi, so then he is, if he said L'shem Tmura Zivchi, so then it is Taka also, if he is a Zevach B'Shech Beisei. Zot Rashi, Bolei Koma, no, before, She'en Lo Zevach, he doesn't have a Koban in his Delek, L'mei Mahashta Ovid Lo Tmura, he's making it now a Tmura, how is he making it at the moon? Which Kolben is he Mema? The Lekha Lemigza Man the Chazi Sova Yesh Leizevas. In that we don't have to be Geizer, that maybe someone will think he has a Zevach, even though he doesn't have. Acha, the Hu Kola Islev. A person is a Kolben, there's a Kol, and we'll see in Taisvis, because people that have kabonis in the house, they're mafasim it because it's very scary to have a kabon in the house. You can be male behegdish. So mamela, so when there's zicha a pirsim of a person has a kabon. So if he doesn't have a kabon, there's nothing left. So you don't know about a kabon, so he doesn't have a kabon. So he can't make a tmura. But if he has a zevach, Eimer Eimuri Yomer Bo, Uman Dachozi, so a person sees this shchita, so v'hashta meimer lo, v'hach amira de b'shah shchita, when he says l'shem t'mure, he's making this mamre shah t'mure. V'av al gav, d'loy muki lo, v'hadi zevach, even though he's not taking this behemoth next to the kolm, Chayla lo shem tamura. You can also make it a tamura. There's no din that has to be next to the kolm. This number tamura. Tachas chatos, tachas oylo sheyeshli bebayis, oyuloi dvorv kayomim. So even though the zevach is bebayis, is dvorv kayom. Voho loy koma lo shem tamura zivchi, the lehevi mashme sheyimereno boy, didn't say tmura zivchi l'shem tmura. The mashma the bishma ba'alma boy l'shavi tmura. He wants to make it a tmura. The yulesa, that's an impossibility. Alaheicha the meimelo bezeva. This nan betmura. Tachas chatos. Tachas oilo. This should be in place of a chatos or oilo. And he doesn't have a kovn le'yom maklum. The Moshe says, no, it's speaking about L'shem T'mura Zivchi, Mashminim Aslisim, Da'ich Edein Le'zevach Sheiro, Echashin in Dilma Man D'chos Yisov Ad Islay, Ha'itayim Adi Havalei Meida Havayodi. So it's speaking about, he said T'mura Zivchi, V'afal Pikein, V'afal Pikein, if he has a Zevach, so it's tak then it's tak awesome. It doesn't have a zevach as muta. Zok the Gemara weiter. We hear in the Mishnah zeh klal. כל דבר שנידה ונידה בשייך לשמי אוסו, ושנידה ונידה בשייך לשמי קושר. זה הכלל ליסויי מי, ולגמור עושה ליסויי אוילס נוזר. If he said this should be l'shem oilas nozer, so it's taka osa. The mild time, now an oilas nozer, only a nozer can bring. And we don't know b'chlau that he's a nozer. So memele, so that's the chiddish of the Mishnah. The mild time, holy noda, I don't know that he's a nozer. So if I don't know he's a nozer, so then he can't make an oilas nozer. Holy Noda, this Kamash Malon, Ema Noda Betina, maybe did become a Nozer, and without a Pirsum, so Memelev, he says, L'shem Oilas Nozer, a person might think it is an Oilas Nozer on the Tshchut Echutz, and therefore we have Tasser. B'shein Oy Nidav V'Nidav L'asuye Oilas Yeledes. Shein Oy Nidav V'Nidav is coming to tell us an Oilas Yeledes. That an Oilas Yodis, since it's an Idav and Idav, so it's Mutter. Amar Abalosa, Leishanu, Oshain Leisha. That's Tafke, if he doesn't have a wife, so Memele, so he can't make an Oilas Yodis. Aval Yesh Leisha, but what if he has a wife? Maybe he's being mafresh this kolben for an oila for his wife. But the Gemara v'loy kama l'shem oilas ishti. He didn't say l'shem oilas ishti. So, afilu, he has a wife and she had a blood, but l'shem oilas yodis means tamazay an oilas yodis ba'alma. So, we cannot connect this oilas yodis to his wife. No, we're speaking about that, what we said, if he had a wife, that it's also, speaking about, he said, L'shem Eilas Ishti. Now, Rashi is not Geiris Pshite, in both Gersois. And what is the Chiddush? So Rabbi Bo is, we're saying, if he has a wife, and he said, L'shem Oilas Ishti, it is also. Mahu de Taime Misa de Yolde Kola Havale. So, Mela, we're saying a Chiddush over here that I would think, he has a wife, but no one, there was no Shalom Zacha, there was no Kiddush, there was nothing. So, Mela, so a person would never Cholim that this is Oilas Ishta. He says Oilas Ishta, but his wife didn't have a child. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Lozer. The Chiddush of Rabbi Lozer is that I would think, even though he has a wife, and he said L'shem Oilas Ishta, we shouldn't ask the Shchita, because no one ever heard about the lady. He said the older Kol HaHavalei. Kamash Malon, Eimer Apuli Apul. Maybe she had a Nefel, which also is Machayev HaKolb Myodis, and some Amela, so that is the Chiddush of Rabbi Lozer. Let us see Rashi. Rashi, Mal de Teimer, Kloime Vitzach Rabbi Lozer Lashmino, Techiyesh Leisha Psule, Aval gab the Omer Rabbi Lozer leel gabi Tmura. Rabbi Lozer said this before by Tmura. If he has a zevach bebayis, and he says zet Tmura zivchi, so it is also. So why does he have so lecher? It's the same line of reasoning. If he said zet oilas ishti, so it should also be also. Ma de taimim isa de yode kola havalei. Since no one knows about it, maybe Yodi the Mishakis, everyone knows the whole thing is a sheker. The Mashmal Abeloso, the Ema Apuli Apple. That is the first Gilse, which is more or less our Gilse in the Gemara. Lish Nachine, Narashi has a second Gilse. Other Abeloso, Barababo, Loi Garcina, this whole Memre, Omar Abeloso, Loi Shono Shain Leisha. The Kimte, that the Mishnah is speaking about Ein Le'isha, we're not Geiris and Gans. והוכי גרסיני, לעשוי אילס ירדס. הפקר, המשנה that says, המשנה that says, if it's לא נידר ולא נידר, its mutter is coming to tell us an oldest yodis, and it's speaking about he has a wife, and mao de tei meima yeludi yolid, kamash melodim, he said, doilid kole islay, mamish, hafakel te gemore. That we're saying the Mishnah is coming to tell us a chiddush, that even though he said, l'shem oilas ishti, if we never heard about it later, we will not attribute that this is Takan Eilus Yodas. That's his gilsa. Ubishiyesh la isha mituk the masnisen, bitzich letane le misnayo bize haklal. And that's the chiddush, that klal is always marbe something. Ko shayne nidav and nidav, so it's mutter, the marbe taime, Nechishlo, Laman de Chazi. We should be Chayish. So, the Betzina, maybe he had a child, Betzina, his wife had a child, Betzina. Kamash Malok. Zakrashi, Ze Shamati, the Ikahu. This is the Emesip Shah. Chode, the Loi, Amoron, Hai, Mao de Taimo, בכל הנח שמייצה דמיירוי דלשונו דלאל המסניסן. The lotion of Mao de Tema, that means we had members of Amiroi. השייך לו שם חטס, אמר ביר נשונו שם מחויב חטס. אבל מחויב חטס, אימא לשם חטוסי הוא איסו. That's then by לישונו שאין לי זבח בסך בייס. We had all the לישונוס. Now, according to the first גילסה, we have another לישונו. That the Mishnah says that אוילס יודס is the שחיטס מותה. אמר בלעזו לישונו או שאין לי אישה. אבל יש לו אישה, סולמי סלזוסה. And on this we say, what is the חידיש מהו דתיימה, אם יש את דיול דקול. It's like that, that's the חידיש of רבלוסה, מהו דתיימה. Here we say, מהו דתיימה. And all the other אמירויים, and all the other members of the אמירויים, we don't have a מהו דתיימה. So Rashi says, דהולי אמרו, דהולי אמרון, היי מהו דתיימה, בכל ענך שמייצה דמרוי, דהולי שונו דלאל המסניסים, by all the members of the מירוים, we don't say over a מהו דתיימה, and the חידיש that they're saying, וזה הכלל כמה אמרו מהו דתיימה. We only find the only time we find Mal de Teime is when we're explaining a Mishnah. With the first there, Klau was that Nidav v'Nidav is the Shechita Zosa, it means Oilas Nosa, Mal de Teime Holei Noda. I don't know that he became a Noza, I'm a Noda, but Sine, by the Zer Klaus, by a Mishnah, we say that is pshat in what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. V'uche de gemore lemeima ma de teima aklau de masnisi. So memele, so therefore, according to the first gilse, we're saying ma de teima an a member of an amore. We want to say what his chiddush is. That the chiddush is that if yesh lo isha, even though we didn't hear of the later, the Shechita is still also. So it comes out here, we're saying, a Loshen Mao de Teima and a member of an Amore, and all the other Loshanos, the Gemara did mention Mao de Teima. So Rashi says, number one, we only find this Lashon of Mada Taime on a Mishneh. And the Gemara said by Nidav and Nidav is coming to us, Eilus Nozer, Mada Taime, since we didn't know about the Naziris, Kamash Malom, that Chayish maybe is Makabal Naziris Betzine. And we only find Mada Taime on a Lashon of a Mishneh, not on a Memra of a Moire. So according to the second shot in Rashi, according to the second shot in Rashi, the Mishnah is speaking about the Yesh Lo Yishe, and the Chiddush is Mao De Taime, and the Mishnah is telling us even though Yesh Lo Yishe, the Shchit is Muta. So that's the Chiddush Mao De Taime Eime Yeludi Yolid Kamash Mon. That would have been a call. So according to the second lesson, it's very good. The terminology of Mada Taima is only used by, the terminology of Mada Taima is only used on the Mimeforish and Mishnah. But according to the first lesson, so the Mishnah is speaking about Ein La Yishe. So fact, Rashi, Lama Leila Misnai is a Klal Asuyis, Vanir Aribui. If he doesn't have a wife, So versteht sich, that if he says, es eine nide ve nide, ve schritto se muta, pschite, a mein nechisch lo. So verkehrt, but according to the second gil, it's very good. The Mishnah is speaking about yesh lo yishe, and it's possible for him to bring an oila shalus afal pikein, since there was no koil. So therefore, since there's no koil, so we're not chayish that it's for ishtay. Let us see Taisvis. Ema noda betzina, leo de lechashina in shema yesh loy zevach b'seich beisay betzina. The Gemara only said that you're chayish by atmure if yesh loy zevach b'seich. I know that it's a zevach b'seich beisay. So Taisvis says, the Islay Kola, because a Kolben has a Kolb. Sharogele Heidia, he's Mefasimet Shleyaboyle Deimila. Leishonu El Shein Lo Isha, that was the first Gils of Rashi, that our Mishnah is speaking about Shein Lo Isha. Mashik Shebekuntres, Ishein Lo Isha, Lamele Misnaye, Zaklau, Pshita, Lamay Nechishla. Yeshleima Ein Lo Isha, Hainu, Shein Onu, Yoidim, Im Yeshle Isha, Im Lav. Ein Leisha does not mean he does not have a wife. It means we do not know if he has a wife. Ein Ein Leis Ebach Delel. I will be you do it, Ein Leis Yitzterich. If I talk and know that he doesn't have, that, Ein Chanami, that's Poshid, you don't need a Mishnah for this. Hadron Allah Hashechet. Let us start the third peirik. Eilu treifes bebehime. These are the treifes by a behime. Nekuves haveshet. If there's a hole in the veshet, this is the food pipe. Upsukes hagageres. Upsukes hagageres means that the gageres was nifsak, lerochbo. Roiv of the Gargeres was cut in the Roichev of the Gargeres. And this we had a whole sugya before. Psukes HaGargeres, Lachayre, is not a treifet, it's an avela, because if the Gargeres was nifsak, so you can only shecht one simen. The Maskanos HaGemara was that this mission is going according to Rabbi Kive. Rabbi Kive held that Kaponim, before he was Chayzer, he held that a shechita of one simen can be metayer, and it's not an avail, it's a treife. Nikev trum shel moyach. A third treife is there's a krum around the moyach, and there's a nekev in that krum. A fourth treife is Nikev Halev Lebeis Chaloloi. In the art scroll there's a very nice picture of of a lathe. There's two chambers in the lathe, and nikiv halev lebeis chaloloi, that the nekiv went, it punctured the wool of the lathe and went into one of the chambers. So that's nikiv halev lebeis chaloloi. So that's possible. So he's telling us the depth of the nekiv went to the chalol, punctured the walls of the lathe, went lebeis chaloloi. Nishbara ha-shedre, the shedre, the spine, broke, v'nifsa kachut shelo, and the chut ha-shedre became nifsak, the spinal cord became nifsak, and we'll see in Rashi, this is the dover ha-matre, nishbara ha-shedre without psikas ha-chut is not reife. But the Talfus is that the spinal cord got nifsak, or roif was nifsak, also the rochba. Nitel akoveit loy nishtayer emenuklum. The liver was removed from the behemoth. There's nothing left over from the liver. And that's also treife. But if there's something left over, so it seems the liver could, from that which left over, the liver could grow back again. That's from the Nefloyes Habriyah. God, the Sichas Chulim brings in an oath, he brings a Tshuvas or Rivosh, that the Rivosh said that when it comes to this Inyoni Treifes, you shouldn't rely on doctors, he says, because they're what is going to die, they say it's going to live. What's going to live, they say it's going to die. They have no yediyas in these and yonim. And he mentions dachsech mir by nitla covid and something is left over. By them it was a dover poshet that it's going to die. And later he brings down. If so less than there came out a scientific in Sichas Chulim brings it down, a discovery that was neschadish, that if there's something left over in the liver, it can still come back again. This was just in neschadish around 10 years ago. We saw this in a medical journal. Al Kaponim Chazal knew this much earlier than the scientists figured it out. Al Kaponim, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Nitala koved v'lein nishtayer heimenu klum. And nothing was left over, so then it is treif. Horeya, the lungs, shenikvo oishechosro. There's a nekev in the krum of the reya, there's a krum around the reya of the lungs. There's the besar horeya, and there's two krumim around the reya. If these two krumim were neck, or one krum or two krumim, it seems as a shaila later. If there was a nekev, so it's treif, oisha chosro, or there's a chesorim. Rab Shimon Neymar, atche tinokei lebeis asimpoinais. So here in Art Scroll, he has a picture of a cut the lung in half, we can see as follows. We can see that the kone enters the reya, and then the kone, from the kone it goes out simpoines, the simpoines haroshiim that come out from the kone into the reya. These are smaller tubes. Seems they're made out of cartilage, and they go into the reya. And Rav Shimon says that the anekiv, the Tanakama held that anekiv in the krum surrounding the reya is sufficient.
And he says, no, the nekev has to puncture the besar horeya, not only the krumim, and enter the base of simpoinis, the mokim, where the simpoinis are in the reya, in the lung. Nikva hakeva. Now, the art school, again, there's a very nice picture on that, and he has over here a behemoth that is Malageira, has four stomachs. There's the keres, and there's the beis hakeises, there's the hemses, and then there's the keva, which is the fourth stomach. And he explains over here that when the behemoth eats, Sichas Chulin also explains it, and over here there's a picture, that when the behemoth eats, it gulps its food and chews it. It doesn't bother to chew it too well, it just fills up the keres. That's the haschalas achila, and I think as one sichas chulon he brings down this can be to take 8 hours to fill up the keres, but it fills it up, and then later, but then you have a keres that is filled up with food which is not digested at all. It's big chunks of food from the keres, which is the first stomach. It goes into the beis hakeises. The beis hakeises is the second stomach, which the walls of the beis hakeises, it looks like there's small compartments, and it seems there's a digestive process in the second stomach, and the food goes into the small compartments, and it becomes, the particles of food become smaller, it comes like balls now, small balls that come into the compartments. Now, these balls are brought back up again to the mouth of the behemoth, and now she chews them much better. These small balls are called geira. That's called male geira. It means the second time around, she chews it. Then, after this second process, it goes from, again, it goes in from the keres to the keva, and from the keres to the beis hakeises, from the keises it goes to the hemses, which is the third stomach, and from the hemses it goes into the, what the Mishnah speaks about the keva, which is the fourth stomach, and from the fourth stomach it goes into the intestines. This is the a digestive process of a behemoth mamalikator that has four stomachs. So now, let us just try to understand the Mishnah. Nikva hakeva, so we're speaking about the fourth stomach. It was a nekev in the keva. Nikva hamara, the mara, here the article, there's a nice picture of the mara. The mara is attached to the kaved, attached to the liver, and it seems this is the gall, and the liquid, it seems the kaved creates the it's a kiss cotton, and the mara, which holds the mara, which is a bitter liquid that is created from the kaveh. So now we have over here in the Mishnah, nikva hamara. Nikvo hadakin, for the intestines, there's an ekiv in the intestines. Hakeres hapnimis shenikva oishenikra roiv achitzoina. This Rashi says we have to learn the sugya further to understand what we're speaking about, apnimis, shenikva, shnikra, roivach, itzayna. But al-koponim, here we're speaking about the first stomach. We are speaking that keres is the first stomach. So if there was a nekev in the first stomach, or shenikram, roivach itzoin. Fine. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, this roivach itzoin, that you need roi, there has to be a kha in roi. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hagdoilo, if we're speaking about a shoyer, that, not an eagle, it grew, is, you don't need roi. A krav or tefach is sufficient. Vaktano, if you're speaking about an eagle, then beruba. So he's being magder, that the din of znikra, roi vachitzoina, roi is only necessary by a ktano, by a gdoilo, a tefach is sufficient. Temsis ubeis hakaisis, the hemsis is the third stomach. Ubeis hakaisis is the second stomach. So now, these, we'll see in Rashi more clearly, but just to understand a little bit, the beis hakaisis, which is the second stomach, is attached to the hemsis, which is the third stomach. And each stomach is surrounded by its own doifen. Each stomach has a wall. The two walls are attached. That means, so the beis hakaisis is attached to the hemsis. And in the middle, there is an opening that the food goes from the hemsis, from the beis hakaisis to the hemsis. So now, if there would be a hole between which would puncture both walls, and would be from the beis hakaisis to the hemsis, it wouldn't be a problem. Because lamaise, since they're both attached, so you have another opening between the beis hakaisis and the hemsis. That is why the Mishnah says, hemsis u beis hakaisis shenikvu lachut. That means the nekev is not in the mokeim, where the hemsis and beis hakaisis are attached. No, it's nikvu b'chutz, and another mokim. So that means this is a nekev that opens up to the chlal of the behemoth. That is matrifit. If the nekev would be a nekev mafulish between the beis hakaisis and the hemsis, then it wouldn't be treifet. Nafla minagag. What happens if a behema was nafla minagag? Agag means an area that is 10 tfachim high. So it's a nefila of 10 tfachim. So there's a talpis of nefula. Nishtabru roiv tzloi seho. Another talpis that roiv of the ribs. Rive of the ribs were broken. Not the tarfis. Udrusas hazeiv. And if hazeiv, a wolf, was doiris abeheime. Now, drisa means that the zeiv, with its claws, went and clawed abeheime. And it seems that there is a oros, there's a type of a poison that enters the behemoth through being clawed by a zeiv. And this will eventually be matrif, this enters the goof of the behemoth, it will be matrif the behemoth. Udrusas hazeiv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, drusas hazeiv will not be matrif all suge behemis. Because the poison that is found in the drusa of hazeiv is only capable of being matrif a behemah dake. Drusas hazeiv bedako is only if he was doiris a behemah dake. So this drise is capable of being matrif a behemadak. Udrusas ari begase. By behemagase, so a drusas azeiv will not be matrifit, then you need a drusa of an ari. drusas aneitz ba'oif adak. The drus of aneitz is a sparrow hawk, and a small bird that was nidras, that was clawed by this neitz. This becomes nitra. Udrusas hageis, we see Taisus, that's the girsa, the proper girsa, drusas hageis, it's a different type of a hawk, a larger hawk, is ba'if agas, so this can be matrev, a larger oif, zaklau koshen kamoya chaya treife. Now the mission is Messiahim, that we see this is marbim, some other treifis, that if it's not capable to live, so it falls into the category of a treifis. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi, Eilu treifis, kol nekev b'mashu, kubus aveshet, nikev krum shalmoyach, samashu. Psuka l'rochba beruba, that the roichev of the kone, not the length of the kone, no, the hekev of the kone, beruba, if roiv was nifsak, that's treife. Lebeis chaloloi. Now, we had nikev aleiv, lebeis chaloloi, it entered, it punctured the walls of the lathe, and entered into the chambers of the lathe. That, then it's treife. So Rashi says, Vim loihi gie lecholo, what if it did not enter the chalal aleif, ptoni seifa the ksheira, and it's kosher. Nishbara hashedra v'nifsa kachut. So this is not two treifes. One could learn nishbara hashedra apagavdala nifsa kachut. Nifsa kachut apagavdala nishbara hashedra. Rashi says no. Chodei, it's one treife. Utreifes dido mishum chutu. The treifes is because of the psikas hachut. You mentioned only the arrive of the chut was nifsak, so that's treife. V'nishbara shedra diktoni, so say nifsak hachut. So nishbara shedra diktoni, ucha de milsa noka, the psikas hachut. Normally, that's what breaks the chut, is the shviras hashad. Oy shechoscho. Now we hear the reye, which is speaking about, according to the Tanakama, this is the krumim of the reye. Shenikvo oy shechoscho, b'gmar porech, haino nekach. Simpoinois, knuknois, ktanois, these are small tubes, amispashtois b'soich ha-reye, that are nispashit in the reye. Now, the purpose of these tubes are, that means that these tubes come out from the kone, and they bring air into the reye. Now, Rashi says, sha'adam noiveya v'hem k'shechoit chenoisa. And you'll cut open the reye, dam will come out, or you cut open these simpoinis, dam will come out of them. So here the Yisa Broch explains that these simpoinis are not, I mean, these are tubes that their purpose is to bring avir, not to bring dam. But it seems after the shchita, so when one cuts the kone, and then the beis hashchita is molei dam, so it seems dam rushes into the kone, and automatically the simpoinis also get full of dam. And I think the Yisa Brocha wants to say, Rashi is coming to tell us that if you want the kasha, you want to eat the reya, you have to cut open these simpoinis because there's dam in them. Akeres apnimis Gemara Meforish and Nikva Bemashu, they ask how she said already before, that every kol neker Bemashu. Reva Chitzoyne, Gemara Meforish. Gedoylo Ktano, now, Yehuda said, that Reva Chitzoyne is dafke by Ktano. That's what Yehuda is coming to tell us. That the Talfus, and we hear Nikra, Reva Chitzoyne, is dafke speaking about the Ktano. Sarashi says, Gdoyla Ktano loy gasa v'daka koma. It doesn't mean a baima gasa, baima daka. And he's talking about a baima gasa. Al shoyer koton, an ego, v'shoyer godo, im nikra tefach, v'shoyer afapid leha v'rube. Even though it's not roi. So by a shoyer godo, a kriya v'tefach is matrib. A shoyer koton, you need roi. Hemses, so this is the third stomach. Ubeis ha-koises, soif ha-keres. This is the end of the keres. That means the first stomach is the keres. And from the keres, it enters the beis ha-koises. Osi ki-koiva, v'kori, beis ha-koises. It's called beis ha-koises because it has compartments in it. Behemses, mechubar boy. And the hemsis is mechubar to the beis hakoses. They're attached. V'saviv, saviv lechiburim, shata mavdilam, yesh doifin lezeh, ledoifin lezeh. And if you separate the hemsis from the beis hakoses, so you see each one has a doifin, a wall. U'be'emtza, in the middle of these walls, hein shoifchim zeh lezeh. That seems there's an opening between the beis hakoses and the hemses, and that's the food after the digestive procedure, and the beis hakoses goes into the hemses. V'amachol nichnas mi beis hakoses lehemses, u'me hemses, which is the third stomach, lekeva, which is the fourth stomach, mekeva ledakim, from the fourth stomach it goes into the intestine. Shenikvu lachutz, shenekev nira mibachutz. Rigoin, shenikvu oize sheloi bemokim chiburam. That means that's called bachutz, that it's an outer nekev. Lafuki, shenikvu bemokim chiburam bishtei doif noiseyem. But what happens if there was a nekev that punctured both walls, so v'nekev oylech mechalolei shel zeh lechalolei shel zeh, this is not matrev, because the worst scenario will go from the beis hakoses to the hemsis. No, that's to say that the food in the beis hakoses goes to the hemsis. I saw in Yisabroche brings down, if there was a nekev in one of the walls, let's say if the beis hakoses, and it didn't go through, there's a machlokes apoiskim if it's treif or not. Others say you have the wall of the hemses, which is seisamit. Another say, no, the food can go out of the beis hakoses into the halal aguf, and so therefore it's treif. But to hear that we're speaking here, Barashi says, but if it's a nekev mafulish, so the food will go from the beis hakoses to the hemses. Nafla min hagag, v'shachta miyat reifa, and you shechted it. And after you shechted it, you opened up the behemah, and you were boidik all the yevorim of the behemah, and everything is good, everything looks terrific. We don't see any shever in the gufa beime. Chayshishin שנשרסקו ונספרקו איבורר, that something happened to the איבורים, which is מטריף דה בהימן. ואין טעם בטריפה שלוח למוישה מסיניהם. Now, Rabbi Yankee wants to say, let's just see a little further. בגמרא אומר, שימשוכת מייסלייס ושוכת הקשירו, אף על פי שלא יומדו. There's a treifes of Nefula, and this treifes of Nefula is a 24-hour treifes. And if you shechted it then, it's treif. If it lived 24 hours, so this risik evorim that came about changes. And now it could be kosher. That's what Rashi wants to say. It's aloch l'moishe misinei ve'ein tam betreifes, ava pi shaloi omdo. Nishtabru roiv tzelo yisel, if roiv of the ribs were broken, I think there are 22 ribs, so roiv of the ribs were broken, 12 ribs, b'loi shum nefila treifa, b'gmorim aforish mairoi. Rusas hazeiv, shehiko betziporno. And a wolf was makir with his nails, umatal boeres, and this by cloying the behemoth, he's matal a poison besoil for pedaka. So by a daka, it's seirefit. That's what the Yehuda says. Avu begasa loy olim ziyar olim miklayo. By a gase, it will not burn it. It's not that it seems it's not capable, but that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Udrusas ari begase, b'choshken bedak. B'tane kamas ovim zil rei dezev le miklai anami le gase. That it could burn the oras of a zev is capable of being matrif a gase also. Hanait, we said this is a sparrow hawk. Bo'if adak, tziporim v'yoinim. This is small birds. Trusas hageis, which is a different type of a hawk. Bo'if agas, avoizim v'tal negoylo. Zeh haklal, b'gmor ha'maforish lasu yemai, kol she'ein kamoya chayo, she'lokso, we can't say that this behemah can't live, because this behemah is geshochten already. Talking about a geshochten behemah. That's the lotion, kol she'ein kamoya chaya. That means another animal which would have this likusa, it would not be able to live. So that means, that's called a treifet, and it's also to eat. Let us see the top taisvis. Eilu treifes. Igal sinen eilu neche. If a geiris eilu. So it's very good. So what's very good? That means till now we're speaking about psulim and the shrite. So it's an eveila. Now we started speaking about eilu treifes. This is verkehrt. The shrite was good. There was the behem is a treifa, so fakir, so therefore it's not an avela, it's only also bachila. That's if we are not geiris avot. Ve'igar sinan ve'elu, if we're geiris ve'elu, yesh leforish, koi apluktad Rabbi Yesheva v'Rabbi Kiva. We had before, we're speaking about treifas already. Rabbi Kiva said that Psukas HaGegeres is also a treife, and the Shchites HaBeishet will help to be mitired. Rabbi Sheva said no. Yeshivav, and Psukas HaGegeres is an avela. So others want to be meichik v'hoidele Rabbi Kiva. The avela, they still want to be meichik. So Mamele, so before we hear a machlokes, if Psukas HaGageres is an Avela or a Treife. But the Elo, now we're being Moisif. but these, that means, in psukis agar geres, if it's a treif on the veil, you're a machloikis. But veilu treifis, these are, the muskim that they are treifis. So that's the chibur to the second page. Oi, a third mahalach, what's the veilu? What is the connection? Koi akol hani, all those we had learned in the previous perek, the shchitosam psula de'el, that the shchit is possible, the havi psul shira v'shchite v'av nevela. So till now we're learning about a psul and the shchite, which is a nevela. The kamaochi, the elu ain't treifas. These are not nevelas, because the shchita was kosher, but it's also bechila because they are treifas.